Arslanbab. Dear visitors, Kyrgyzstan is known for its unique relict walnut forests, which are located in the lower reaches of the Fergana and Çatkal mountain ranges. At an altitude of about 1,000-2,000 meters above sea level, walnut forests mainly grow in Jalalabad Oblast, and here alone walnut forests make up 32,000 hectares. Today we are taking a trip to the relict forests of Arslanbab. The area of Arslanbab forestry is over 3,600 hectares and refers to the Bazarkurgan district of Jalalabad Oblast. Walnut forests are not tended, neither the forest users nor the forest management carries out cutting, irrigation, fertilization or chemical disinfestation activities there. They can only plant seedlings, maintain natural regeneration through fencing and biological insect control. Therefore, nuts harvested under the conditions are totally natural, ecologically pure and considered wild. Wild nuts are generally smaller in size than cultivated variants. The uniqueness of the product lies in its rich buttery nut flavor, its oiliness, higher calorie, iodine content, as well as in the varying size and color of the kernel. The oiliness of wild nuts from the forests of Jalalabad Oblast is an average of 10-50% higher than that of cultivated nuts in other countries of the world. The annual harvest of walnuts varies greatly from year to year depending on weather conditions. In average, harvests range from 40 kg per hectare to 250 kg per hectare. In rare yield years, harvests can reach 500 kg per hectare. The walnut leaves and fruits have medicinal. The walnut leaves and fruits have medicinal properties and are rich in vitamins, trace elements, and other beneficial substances. The enormous diversity of species allowed the scientist Wavilov to claim that nut and fruit forests are one of the origins of cultivated fruit species. International biologists know that in terms of the area covered, the walnut fruit forests are unique and the only one in the world in terms of the huge variety of tree and shrub species. Valuable furniture and souvenirs used to be made from walnut wood, but now there is a moratorium on walnut lodging until 2030. The walnut has also been given legal status as a valuable species, prohibiting the harvesting and sale of walnut wood in order to protect this unique forest. So, if you are offered to buy souvenirs made from walnut wood, please don't buy them. The government and local eco-activists are trying to protect the forest. Support the efforts. We are relying on you. In addition to walnut trees, these forests are home to many types of wild fruits and berries, including wild apple trees, rose hips, medicinal plants, barberry, hawthorn and many more. The leaves and livelihoods of local people are closely connected with forests and forest resources. Due to the absence of crop plants, it is these valuable forest resources that are the main source of income for the local population. There are some Arslanbab forests of paradise. The history of this forest is full of interesting legends. According to one of them, long time ago, there was a follower of the Prophet Muhammad named Arslanbab. The Prophet appreciated his bravery and strength. Seeing his good service, the Prophet told Arslanbab to find a suitable place on earth to set up a paradise. Arslanbab visited many places and stopped in this beautiful sunny land on the banks of the rushing mountain rivers. It seemed that only green forests were missing in this beautiful place. So, Arslanbab planted and tended not only apple, apricot, cherry, almond and pistachio seedlings, but mostly he planted walnut seedlings. The seedlings started gaining in strength. The forest grew larger and tireless. And in Drastis, Arslanbab continued planting and tending various trees, like maple, poplar, willow, birch. He planted a heavenly garden, which over the years grew into a huge walnut forest and was named after Arslanbab. Muslims consider this walnut forest to be sacred. The walnut tree inherited by Alexander of Macedonia. Another legend is related to the great Greek general Alexander the Great, who lived more than 2,000 years ago. During his march to Central Asia, he sought the city of Hodrent for several months in order to conquer it. In the Fergana Valley, the Greek warriors, exhausted by long battles, by hunger, disease, and wounds, suffered from heat and lack of water. On their return, they passed by this forest and stopped in its sheltering shade and coolness. The locals who lived in this forest brought nuts as a gift to Alexander the Great. The Greeks were delighted by the nuts' amazing taste and healing benefits. Warriors who are the nuts begin to recover gaining strength. And the warriors who are the nuts began to recover gaining strength. And their wounds began to heal. Alexander the Great, seeing the nuts' usefulness and value, he ordered seedlings to deliver it to Alexandria and Macedonia. This is how the Arsambab nut spread around the world under the name walnut. The walnut forest that the Stalin valued highly. It's said that the Arsambab forest has been of great interest to various nations of the world since the ancient times. For example, according to a legend, in 1945, American businessman approached the head of the USSR, Stalin. They asked Stalin if it is possible to lease the Arsambab forest for a period of 50 years. Stalin said, "Let the Kyrgyz authorities themselves decide about the lease of the forest, and I will get to know and give you an answer." Having said this, he instructed to provide him with detailed information about the Arsambab forest. After studying the details of the unique relict forest of Arsambab, he replied to Americans. The Kyrgyz leadership did not agree. It is rumored that after this incident, the Arsambab forest was declared a nature reserve. Waterfalls. Along with the relict, walnut and fruit forests, Arsambab also has other attractions. There are several lakes on the territory of the reserve. There are two waterfalls, the Grand Waterfall and the Small Waterfall. The Grand Waterfall falls down from an 80-meter high rock. At the foot of the Snow White Mountains, the 35-meter-long Small Waterfall has become a popular tourist spot too. The Grand Falls and the Small Falls can be visited on horseback or on foot. In the foothills of Arsambab, you can find plants with healing effects. In addition, travelers can visit the sacred Lake Kermazar Lake and the Holy Stone, which has become an important pilgrimage site for Central Asian Muslims. If you want to visit them, you can contact the local CBT office. They will gladly be able to give you walking and horseback riding tours, which last from 8 hours up to 2 days.